Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, how are you? This is Dove Knight. Well, as you know, it's Legacy Songs. It is there for you to enjoy. It's been released, as you already know, or have listened to my shows. Legacy Songs is there for you to enjoy. You know, I'm an indie artist, and it's my aspiration to go further, but the thing is that it's part of creativity to continue writing songs. Now, I make songs by keyboard and by vocalizing, meaning I use my voice as an instrument. So, as you know, you heard my acapellas. I wanted to let you know there will be more acapellas like that in the future. I did play online. If you haven't heard me playing I Do Love You. So I probably do a podcast where I play live with the keyboard. It's a joy to create. And it's a joy to be able to communicate to you guys about what I'm doing. If any of you, whoever's listening to this, to my podcast, who's concerned about or interested in my music, again, if you have any questions about my music, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. You know, it's obviously Twitter account that I have, the real Dove Knight official professional at DoveNeedsLove22. Now, there were some people or some question about whether I had a website. Actually, the truth is, if you look on my Twitter account, there is a website. The website is spinoff at Dove Knight, because I released an album of material, including Legacy Songs through them. Now, if you look on my website, you look at the top where you say the real Dove Knight Professional, and you look under Spotify, or you can go to site.spinoff.com, Dove Knight. And there's a website, Los Angeles, and here's the three albums, and it shows where my music is at. It's all over the place. It's YouTube. It's and the four videos, pop videos, and there are rock songs too. I noticed in some, in my rock material that my song Tragedy Is Not What I Am is popular with a few, and I want to say thank you. That song was done a while back. It is about overcoming obstacles. Okay, it's very positive. I written it at a time where I was unsure about my future. You know, I was a starving artist, still am a starving artist, and I was really in wondering where I was going. So I written it from real life experiences where at the time, I did not do, I was working, but I was just doing music. I did not go to college or anything. You know, I wanted to let people know that when I made a decision to go to college to have, you know, because I was still struggling, it was a good to do. I mean, to learn and grow, it really helps. But still, as an artist, a rock artist, at that time, I was not sure where I was going. So I was kind of, if you could say down in the dumps, I was, but I was okay. I was struggling for years, and I had written a song in relation, you know, to when I was in high school, my wife didn't do well. And I blamed myself, if you can listen to the lyrics. And then the other experiences, being in L.A., coming out here and living and hanging around with drug addicts because I was a musician, aspiring musician, and hanging out with musicians and stuff who were drug addicts and experiencing the dark side of addiction and crime, which led me to really reemphasize my life to hanging around with positive people, because positive people will bring positive consequences. It always the case. It's just, to get to that point, you have to learn to go through the learning process of not hanging around with negative people. Then again, I have currently, you know, or at times dealt with negative people, and to undermine that potential that I have or anyone have is to be positive. But in order to be positive and healthy, stay away from the negativity. And for me, being around a drug addict, it was just not right because of those experiences. And, you know, it was just undermining my potential. So I had to be healthy. The truth of the matter is, as an artiste, that it is true and it's known that a lot of artists who are musicians, recording artists, or painters, or actors have, you know, issues or troubles with drug addiction or were drug addicts or have mental health diagnoses. So it's unfortunate, but it seemed like a correlation. For me, I didn't have too many problems with addiction or with alcohol because of very bad experiences in my early life with a loved one and with people who were. But I did drink and I stopped because I didn't want to be like them because of because I didn't want to be an addict. But being a musician led me because of the bad experiences. Now, mental health issues, I'm going to be honest, from environment, yes, post-traumatic stress, but I'm okay, I'm fine, I am well. I had to learn the hard way, being an artist, to overcome obstacles, you know, because I had dealt with a lot, including homelessness and including struggles to get hurt with my music and to feel like I'm in a situation where I did not know where I was going. And I did not want to be a tragedy, so I written the song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And that's a good message for anything to overcome. Start off, like, talking about it, and then I wrote, Tragedy is what I am. And then at the end, he said, Tragedy is not what I am. It was my idea. I worked with another person, David. We did a good job in the studio making that song. It took several hours, like all recordings do. It involved lots of instruments. It was very, very rewarding. And for me as an artist, I enjoyed singing and songwriting. The songwriting process is the main deal, you know, for me. I would say singing is so important to me, you know, singing the song, because I started singing rock songs, pop songs, especially rock songs, and to vent out. So the voice is important, because I got to get it out. So they dealt with experiences and becoming artists. So that's so important to me. The other side is the songwriting, which is just equal. So I have to write the words to the song, or come up with a or help with a melody, with the music to what I sing. So both sides are so the artistry on both sides is so important. So I'm glad to those who like my song. Tragedy is not what I am. Now I want to reemphasize. Some of my songs sound melancholy. Without Counts, Tragedy is not what I am. Tragedy is not what I am. It's not melancholy. It's very positive, overcoming obstacles. That's what it's about. Unique. It's very positive. And those songs like Unique and Outcast and Tragedy is Not What I Am, was you can tell the overcoming obstacles, overcoming being rejected by people, society, and so on, and feeling empowered, whether about my music or judged because I didn't have the, I didn't, or whatever it was, I still believe that I have the talent to be successful and to know that it is a belief. Because I did not come out to Hollywood to be a tragedy. I came out to be a winner. And that's what the song Tragedy is Not What I Am is about. I can play it for you now. And it's been out for a long while. You know, it was just where I was going, you know, and to come up with the idea about it is one thing. But to write it is another, and it was such a joy to do.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed to advance and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got no one to blame but myself.
Just overcoming obstacles. It was rock and roll overcoming obstacles. I had a different way of songwriting, you know. Like there's a song called Struggle that I didn't release. It's about overcoming obstacles. I did it around the same time. It's like just belief in something good is going to happen. I was a rock performer at that time. Just rock, just so original, so pretty much who I was. And then, you know, I was pop too. You know, I did, you know, I Want You. So you can see my pop and rock music. So, was I in any bands doing that? Yes, I was in bands. It was such a struggle. And the issues related to drug abuse, mental illness were a problem in the bands that I were in, which was sad because, you know, we were going to go to, you know, the Troubadour or go to the Whiskey to play, and it ended because one of the band members couldn't deal with the pressure of playing because of some mental health issue. Or there were situations where, you know, instability by drug use or by mental health issues played a role. And I know that now that it's been shown that a lot of artists deal with this. But my stance is we can write and play music without a drug and be healthy mentally and still make good music. You know, it takes a lot of learning, but it does. It has happened. It's been shown through, you know, a lot of artists deal with this. So that was the sad thing that I dealt with because I was so determined, you know, just to, you know, write the song. Because it was like, for me, it's work. It's always been work, a work to enjoy, to make music or to go on stage. It's a job that I enjoyed doing so many times, you know, because when I say or sing or write songs, I had to constantly write a song or constantly write or sing or go on stage because it's enjoyable. The unfortunate situation, the bad luck that I had was I struggled not just with the rejections from the record labels. They rejected a lot of my music, and I still believe, and there were, you know, the ones that heard it at that time, but also the bands just didn't work out. You know, working with somebody and someone quits, or someone has an issue mentally or didn't take the situation seriously enough. But in spite of it all, in spite of the situations, I still believe that, you know, I went for my dream, and to know that my dream can come true if I believe in myself and continue to do it, because I've always been goal-oriented. For me, it's like, it just happened. It just automatically happened. It's something that just happened unexpectedly. If I was to describe what I've done, if I was to picture myself as a child, and if I, you know, as a child, and to see myself as an adult doing music, I would say, no way, you know, but it just unraveled, and it came about. So I guess it was my destiny. It's a good destiny to make music. But as I stated before, I want to be healthy mentally and to make music, and I want to cannot be a drug addict to make music either. I have to be healthy. And I'm healthy enough to understand where I'm going and where I'm coming, and I got healthier by being positive and appreciating myself and respecting other people. And last thing I'm going to say is that you can check out all the songs on Apple or wherever, because that's where it is. The other thing that I dealt with is I'm dealing with is that if I write something on Twitter or Facebook related to, you know, laws relating to California Penal Code, that's just my stance because I study law, but also the situation, or I have studied law. I do have a law degree, a doctorate. But the other stance is because of experiences I had where people didn't understand currently about that basic common sense law about respecting boundaries. And perhaps some people will say, oh, why is I putting that on there instead of my, you know, I'm a versatile person. I'm still aware, you know, but I'm an artist, but I love to communicate. And it's just my way of expression. I put things down on Twitter. Everything I said about those issues related to that and on previous podcasts are accurate. It's important for me to express thyself. It's important for me to keep creating and create for you. To those who listen to me, I say thank you. And who like my music, I hope to release more, whether in the studio or or writing on my own. Because you heard, I do love you. Now, I'm going to give you the honest opinion about that. Perhaps I could have, you know, sung it a little different, but it sounds pretty good vocally. You can hear my acapellas on Twitter and Facebook where it sounds, you know, the way I want. I have a very high voice. I can sing in soprano or countertenor. But when I'm in my recording studio or at times on stage, you hear that low tenor or baritone. So I'm in a baritone, low tenor a lot. Then sometimes I can go up in those high range. It's a lot of training to get to that point. But as they say, create, create, create. And I like to say thank you for listening. If you have any questions about what I have said or heard on this podcast, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, The Real Dove Knight Professional. And I do have a website, site spinoff at Dove Knight. It's on my Twitter account, The Real Dove Knight Official Professional at DoveNeedsLove22. Artist, professional singer, songwriter, intellectual, podcast author. I've written books. I want to tell you something about my music. I have music about the songs. Like, you should look on lulu.com or look up Google. I've written books about a lot of things, too, you know. Dove Knight Songs book. There is... there's Dove Knight Songs. It is released, and I got books. I release. I can talk about that next time when I do another podcast. Now, Dove Knight Songs has about inspiration, some of the artists. It also got books about who I'm inspired by. You know, singing, music. There, you know, the album covers like the past and present. There's a book with all the lyrics and all the choruses and so on, which made those records. Now, all the songs on legacy songs, like including the two new ones, what I've written on the keyboard, are part of my legacy. It's part of the songs that I made, some of them. I do want to say you should also try to look at Dove Knight, the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, the hits, which have all my songs. They're included in that is Why I Fell in Love with You, which I love. And look at the legacy, or some of the legacy of Dove Knight. Is there any new songs coming on the horizon? I hope. I don't know if I'm going to release, because I released 7 albums, and 7 albums is a triumph, meaning I feel so happy to release these albums. But I am a unsigned artist, or indie artist, so you can look at it that way. So it may be another album, but not this year. As far as a new single, I It might be. It might be in a little movie I put out. I put the single there. It might. Because there are some songs that I keep playing on the keyboard that is going to be, go that direction, but I have not decided because I released so much. I feel that while Legacy Songs and all my other songs are such a joy to make, I also want to say that it doesn't show the full catalog or the full artistry of me as a singer or a songwriter, because I'm always creating. So that's why I not only do albums, but I also do films. You can see videos that I was involved in, and album covers, and, you know, movies, little movies. I am also an actor, so I do a lot. And I'm just telling you this is because I try to expand my horizons. But at the same time, I don't know where I'm going with my situation, because, you know, creating and creating means that, you know, it takes a lot out of me. But I know that I must transcend to the next level of understanding the reality of my life. But at the same time, thank you for listening, and consider listening to the song that I play, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Also, I really want to get to know you, those songs, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You, is there for you to enjoy. And it's there for you to enjoy because, you know, it's professional. I released it, and you can buy it, you can listen to it. And that's all I have to say from here. Now, any other thing I put on Twitter or Facebook is part of my communication. It's not creativity, it's just personal stuff. I'm fine. It's just the way it is. If anybody has any issue, talk about issues or anything related to what I said, please contact me and we can have a dialogue. Because the most important thing I will say is that when I do these podcasts, I'm aware that some people in my immediate environment and so on have taken them out of context. It's important that what I say, should be not taken out of context. It should be addressed by contact me directly. But people have their own opinions, so I leave it there. We are free to agree or disagree, but the most important thing for me is the truth. And I know what the truth is because I'm the one who's saying the stuff on the podcast. And what I say, I try to be very respectful of who or whatever I say, because I'm aware of the laws and rules, because that's the way it is in confidentiality. That's why I talk about basic common sense things in those regard, because boundaries and of each person is to be respected. But at the same time, I open myself to you because I'm an artist. And yes, I'm online in a public way. So I have respect to those who are listening and with my music, so I'm aware. So thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you soon.